Blog Talk Radio.
The beginning is not just for the young. We'd like to thank you for tuning in once again to Blog Talk Radio. We are New Beginnings Ministries, New Beginning Resource Ministries, and we are every Wednesday. We're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Amen, 7 o'clock. And we just come together, just have a grand time, just sharing the Word of God We do thank you for tuning in. Those of you that tuned in for the first time, we're an interactive Bible study. And what is that? That means that we interact with one another. So if you would like to call in, if you're listening by internet, you can call in 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. And you could connect with the speaker and those who have joined in. And again, we are a part of the body of Christ, and we just come together just to share the words, share the good, the bad, and we also come together to pray for one another. Amen. We are encouragers in the body of Christ. So again, we do thank you for tuning in. This evening we will be in Atlanta, and we are with Pastor Rose Cook, who is here every month, amen, and who brings a dynamic word. And we do appreciate, and we look forward to what God has laid on her heart for this evening, amen. We are going to move forward. We're going to have prayer. After we have prayer, then we're going to turn it on over to Pastor Rose Cook from out of Atlanta, Georgia. Again, we do thank you. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for this day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you for calling us to a new beginning, to a fresh call of discipleship. You're asking us to deny ourselves and take up the cross and follow you. And it was at the baptism that you claimed us as your child. Today, Father, we affirm that we have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer we who live, but Christ who lives in us. And we thank you for his death on the cross. We thank you, Heavenly Father, because he has died, he is resurrected, and he has given us a new hope, and we thank you for that. Father, we pray for the sick and afflicted, those that know you and those that don't. We thank you for your word, which is a lamp to our feet and a light unto our path. Father, we commit ourselves to discipleship, to pray frequently, to study your word diligently, to worship you regularly, to invite other people to a life of discipleship, encourage Christians in their life of faith, to serve those in need, and to give joyfully of the gifts that you first gave us. This we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, Lord, we ask that you would bless Tanette Dickinson. We ask that you would bless Minister Bill Robinson. We ask that you would bless Pastor Paul Robinson. Lord, we ask that you bless Stuart Hawthorne. There are so many that stand in the need of prayer. And Lord, Father, we intercess on their behalf. We ask that you would just minister to their bodies, minister to their minds, and minister to their spirits, so they would come out with a testimony of how great you are. We know what you've done before, and Lord, we're just praying that you just do it again in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. So we're going to, Pastor Cook, are you there? Pastor Cook, are you there? Okay, I'm looking at the numbers that are here, and obviously she has not come on as of yet. So we're going to move forward. We're going to move forward on this. And again, we do thank you for tuning in. I'm trying to look at my text and see if there was a problem, and I don't see anything. So I'm assuming she's just getting on late. Amen. If there's anything that you would like for us to pray for, we ask that you would just, you know, submit those to us so that we can pray. We have various members from different locations, and we're all here for one purpose, amen, and that's to encourage each other in the body of Christ, amen. So we just thank you for tuning in and being a part of this blog ministry, which we've been, I think, I would say it's been about 4 years that we've been doing this, And it has truly been a blessing to us. It truly has. Amen. It has truly been a blessing. And, you know, anything that we do for Christ is always going to be a blessing. Amen. Christ wants us to humble ourselves, decrease while he increases in all that we do. Amen. And it's all about the kingdom. It's all about the kingdom. Amen. So, again, we do thank you. We do thank you. Pastor Cook is not on as of yet. She is not on, and that's not like her. So we're praying that everything is well with her, and there's nothing that is going on at this time that's preventing her from coming on. Amen. Sister Suzanne, did you have any comments that you want to make?
No, I'm just rejoicing and excited about this the Holy Week, and just being prayerful and asking the Lord to help me to increase my prayer life and my time of meditation. I think I mentioned that before, and asked for prayer to that you all would pray for me to do better listening for the Lord and for hearing the Holy Spirit, and to do better with my time of meditation and sanctuary in the Lord. I want to protect that. Not compromise it at all. We talk about relationships, but I have to actively, if I can make an appointment to go to the doctor, go get my hair done, go get my nails done, and keep that appointment and honor that appointment. Want to make an appointment with the Lord and to honor that appointment even more so than I do my everyday appointments.
Okay.
So you all pray for me. Pray for me.
We'll do. We will do. We will do. Are there any more comments? Any more comments? Any more comments? Amen. What I am going to do, I guess, you know, I'm going to have to ad lib. I'm going to have to ad lib as we go through this, and, you know, just pull something, you know, from my text, and, you know, we'll kind of go over that until Pastor Cook comes on. And, you know, I said we should be ready in season as well as out of season. Amen. So as we do this, until she comes on, we're going to take a look at Luke 8 through 20. Luke 2, 8 through 20. A Savior is born, being that we're looking at Easter. Amen. The Savior is born. That's Luke 2, 8 through 20. And it reads as such. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord." In verse 12, "This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and laying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." Verse 15, "When the angels had left them and had gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us.' So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child laying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherd told them. But Mary treasured all those words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, and as it had been told to them. The Savior is born. And when we look at the theme of this, it says it looks at many Christians, many Christian children playing a part of an angel or a shepherd in the Christian pageant or a play or a rite of a passage. As adults, we find the meaning of our faith as we encounter the words and actions of this important narrative. The blessing of this treasured event endures, and I would like to expound on that. The blessing of this treasured event endures a lifetime. When I see that as being the blessing is because we look at being children of God, being children of God. And when we look at it as being children as God, the blessing is because of what we treasure, what we treasure. Amen? It's what we treasure. So that is a blessing, being that we're coming on into Easter, it being a blessing, it being a blessing as we're moving forward into Easter as the children of God. Amen? So
amen.
I would like to just say that it is a blessing just to be a child of God. So we thank God for the death and the resurrection, as well as just coming in human form so that we could live and have life more abundantly. So I would like to say that in terms of what Luke was referring to or speaking to in that context. I believe I heard Pastor Cook on, so we're going to. Pastor Cook, are you there?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. I was trying to fill in for you until you joined us.
Oh, it's okay. You can go on.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Go on. We're going to turn the mic on over to you.
All right.
The Lord has placed something on your heart, so, you know, we're going to turn the mic on over to you. We, again, you know, it's all about the kingdom. We're all in this together, so, you know, we cover one another. Amen.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Sorry for the lateness in traffic, but God is able. And I thank
Amen.
God for this opportunity to come and share a word with you on tonight. Real quickly, we're just going to talk about the resurrection. As Elder Clay was just talking about, we're coming up with the resurrection this Sunday. And the Lord has given me this to speak on as well tonight. If you have your book, Bibles, go to the book of Luke, the 23rd chapter. We're dealing with the first, only one verse, which is the 34th verse. Amen. This is one of the cries that Jesus did while he was on the cross. Amen. And we're going to talk about this particular cry. Luke, the 23rd chapter, verses 34. Amen.
Amen.
And it reads as follows: Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. And I'm just going to deal with that particular sentence on tonight. And so as we look, I'm going into it. As we look at this word forgive, I want to deal with the word forgive. There's three parts and three points I want to get out of this particular scripture. And the first point is forgive. And so when we look at the word forgive, I looked it up, and forgive means to wipe clean, to let go, and to pardon. And I know this word forgive is sometimes a hard pill to swallow. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard forgiving someone after someone has mistreated you and mishandled you. It's hard, and I can attest to that. When you're giving all your all and you're giving your heart to someone and somebody just comes and just rip that heart apart and just mishandle you and mistreat you, it's hard to forgive. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But it's important to forgive. Amen, because if you don't forgive and you hold this thing on and inside mm-hmm. of you, it begins to eat at you, amen, mm-hmm. and it begins to, you know, contaminate your atmosphere. You know, it could get to a point where, you know, you are so angry all the time. You know, you go from 1 to 1,000 all the time because you didn't forgive the person that has hurt you, and you become angry with everybody else, and it's not even their fault. Amen. I realize that, and when you don't let it go, you know, it eats at you, and then the person that has done you wrong, they have forgotten about it, and they going on with their lives. They doing what they know what to do, and you still stuck because you would not forgive what the person has done for you, has done to you. Amen? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I looked at this word again, and I'm dealing with this word myself because the other day, one of my best friends had texted me, and they told me that someone was talking bad about me. They was trying to kill my character, say all these things that wasn't true about me. And she began to tell me that they were trying to ruin me and my ministry.
Wow.
And she was so angry. She was so upset. She was hurt. She didn't understand why this person is doing what they're doing to you. You haven't done anything wrong to them. Why? And I told her, I said, you know what? It's all right. God will deal with them. Amen. Because I'm not going to go fight against them. I'm gonna let God handle it because He know how to deal with it, amen. And so we talked a little, and I began to hang up on her. I began to hang up the phone, and I began to do like Jesus did, and said to the Father, "Father, forgive him for what he has done and what he has said to me, amen." I had to let it go, and let God do what He do. Why? Because he know what's best. Amen. Because, see, the old Rose would got a flight, her first flight out, and handled it. I would have got my flight, went to New York, and handled it. But God.
But God.
I don't roll like that anymore. I don't do those things like I did before. So I let God handle the situation. And I said, you know what, God, you do this. Because you know what, if I do it, if I interfere, I might just lose my salvation over some mess that somebody said about me. And it's not even worth it. Amen. I'm not going to allow anybody to steal my joy or my peace that I have. Because if somebody is saying something that they don't even know what they're saying. Amen. Any questions as I move forward?
Mm-mm. It's good.
My God. Mm-hmm. And so I realized I let it go because I don't want to be bitter. Because, you know, anger can cause, not forgiving someone can cause you to be bitter. Right? You can be a bitter person. Life is never the same. You know, there's no more joy. There's no more peace. There's no more happiness in you because you didn't let it go. And so I say tonight, if some of you are dealing with something or somebody has hurt you or done something wrong to you, let it go. That person is not worth you being bitter and being angry. Amen?
Amen.
Any more questions?
Right.
Any questions? Amen. Amen. And so as we move, And so as we move forward in the scripture, the Bible says that Jesus, in Jesus' last hour, he prays to the Father and requests the Father to forgive the people who are responsible for his crucifying him. And when I looked at that, I said, you know what? Instead of Jesus thinking about himself and his needs, he was thinking about them.
That's good. That's right.
They were spitting on him. Y'all know the story. You know, ridiculing him, saying all kinds of things to him, but he was still showing true love. That's something.
That's good.
After somebody is, whoosh. After somebody is tearing you down, trying to tear your character down, talking about you, and you still show love?
Yeah. Amen. That's good. That's good.
That is good. That's right.
That's an awesome thing. Amen. Amen. And so he begins to show the love. He begins to ask the Father, forgive them. Because realize, you know what? These people, they didn't even know what they were doing. They was very ignorant to the fact of what God was, what Jesus was doing on that cross. You know, they didn't have no clue. They really didn't know what they were doing. And the truth of the matter is, if they knew who Jesus was, they would never crucify him. Amen. Ignorance would cause you to sin greatly. Because when you don't know nothing about the person, so you make bad choices against the person when you don't even know them. That's ignorance right there. Amen. I was looking at this as well, and I was saying that, you know, if they had a relationship with him, with Jesus, they would they would know not to do what they were doing, no matter what anybody said. Because when I read it in depth, it said that some of the Roman soldiers was only doing what they were told.
That's right.
But if they only knew who Jesus really was, they wouldn't. They would never listen to the others. They would have said, "No, I'm not doing this," because he's the Savior. He's the Messiah. Amen. Any questions as I move forward?
No, that's good. This is good.
Yeah.
This is good. Like, go ahead. This is good. Like when you were saying that you didn't take that plane and go and confront that individual, and the scripture says, "Vengeance is mine." And I understand why the Lord says, "Let me handle it. Don't you handle it," because it will take you off the course that God has for you if you went that way. You know, and God wanted you to stay focused. Focus on the assignment that's at hand. See, that would have put you in another sphere, in another atmosphere, in another attitude. So thank God that you just let it go. And even though it's hard for us sometimes to let it go, it may not be easy, but it's necessary. Because God sees beyond our present situation. He's already looked into your future and saw that Rose needed to be at a certain place. Her mindset needs to be at a certain place. And I'm not going to let her go to that person's place and destroy, not destroy, but just make a detour. You know, because God knows all things and knows just where we are. And looking at Jesus, even saying that on that cross in pain, he went beyond himself. He went beyond his own pain and says, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Because like you said, Pastor, if they had known who they were crucifying, they wouldn't do it. But you know what I thank God for? And this might be morbid and it might be selfish. I thank God that they didn't know. Because God saw Edna down into many generations that would have needed Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
So I thank God for his, I thank God for Jesus. I thank Jesus for his sacrifice and his extension of love. showing us that we have to go beyond ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I'm finished talking too much.
Right.
Amen. Amen.
You know, they didn't understand his assignment, because this was the assignment Jesus had to go.
Yes.
This was the role that he had to take. This assignment that Jesus was doing had to be fulfilled, because if he didn't fulfill this, he could have a legion of angels to wipe us out.
Yes, absolutely.
He didn't fulfill this assignment. Amen. This assignment had a purpose. And the purpose was to give us the gift of salvation.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. This assignment had a purpose. And that was to give us the gift of salvation. Amen. And sometimes we have, and there's assignments that's on your life that you must take.
Yes.
Amen. You may not like the assignment, but you got to do it. Amen. Because your assignment has a purpose. Your assignment purpose could be a healing for someone.
Yes.
Your purpose assignment could be to deliver someone.
Mm-hmm.
And
Amen.
I thank God, the prophetess said, I thank God that he did take the assignment. Because Jesus could have said, no, Father, I don't want to do this.
Right.
But he was obedient to his Father.
Yes.
And that's why I say tonight, be obedient to your assignment that God has given you. Because he knows the end of it. He has a direction. He knows what you're supposed to be doing. You just got to follow the leader.
Bite the bullet.
My God. Follow the leader, which is God himself.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
And that's exactly what Jesus did. He followed the Father, and he did everything that the Father told him to do.
Yes.
Amen. And I'm grateful to him, because I have life and more abundantly.
All right.
I'm free from sin. I'm not in bondage. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. That's enough to give him a praise. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
But free from sin. Hallelujah. You're not no longer in bondage anymore.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You have the victory. You're not defeated. Hallelujah. Don't ever let the enemy know. Don't let him tell you that you are defeated, because you got the victory because of what Jesus did on that cross for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. His blood was shed for our sins. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's why I get so excited, hallelujah, for what Jesus has done for me, because I can walk freely today. I don't have to hold my head down any more longer.
Amen.
Hallelujah, because I'm free. Nobody can keep me bound any more longer, because I'm free today.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And it comes to my subject tonight. He did it for you. Hallelujah. Jesus did this for you. Because the Bible says in St. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And when I looked at that particular scripture, the Bible said he gave his only begotten Son. Imagine you giving up your only son. That would be a hard thing for us to do. Wouldn't it be your only son, your only child, to be sacrificed for our sins? Amen. Hallelujah. That showed me how much God loves us so much that he gave his only begotten son to be sacrificed for our sins. Jesus paid a debt that we owed.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And you know what? When you said that, this is what I thought about. When you were just talking about how hard it is for us to forgive people that do things to us. And we were rebellious people. We still are rebellious people.
Mm-hmm.
We're still doing things that hurt God.
Mm-hmm.
And regardless of what we are doing, his love was just so great for us
mm-hmm.
that he laid down his life.
Yes.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
It's important that you always give God a praise. That mm-hmm. he paid the debt that we should have had.
Amen.
But instead, he took the place.
Praise him. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. He died in our place so we can have relationship with God.
Yeah. The Father. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Thank yes, you, Jesus. Lord. My, hallelujah.
Thank you.
He took the place. That's enough to give him praise. And in here we like Minister Cassandra said, here we be disobedient to God. Here we don't want to follow his rules and his regulations.
Mm-hmm.
After all that, and we dismiss God, we put him on a shelf, and we pull him off when we need something.
Mm-hmm.
What we do? God help us, Lord, mm-hmm. help us, Lord. But when mm-hmm. everything is well, we put him right back on the shelf until we need him again. That's a shame the way we do God. That's
right.
All that he's done for us.
Yeah. It really is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. Say that.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. How he set things in order for us, but then we want to rearrange the order God has set for us.
Mm-hmm.
Shame on us to do that to God. Hallelujah.
And you know what? Even though God, even not cutting you off, Pastor, even though God goes down into his mercy, into his bowels of mercy, people take for granted that there will come a time when God gets fed up. You know, we have to be so very, and this might be sounding like, oh, well, God will never get, but if you read scripture, some places in scripture it says, I will laugh at your calamity because you're doing the same thing over and over. I'm not saying God won't forgive, but after a while, you have to pay the piper. You have to, you know, we reap what we sow. We have to realize that even though God has abundance, way more mercy than we would ever conceive in our own selves, there's places in scripture, even with the Israelites, you know, he got fed up, even though he came back around and had mercy on them again. But you know what? They paid. They were spanked. And people have to realize God will spank you.
Yeah.
He will spank you. And though he loves you with an unconditional love, there is spanking that does come by. And he does, you know, gives it to you.
That's right. Amen.
I'm just saying all that to say, because people just go and, like you said, they keep the Lord on a shelf, and when they need him, he's like their waiter. Oh, I need this today. I need that tomorrow.
I say it like this. They take him as a sugar daddy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
A part-time lover. That's right.
Yeah. I haven't heard that one since Adna.
Yeah. Sugar daddy and a part-time lover. That's right. They do.
Yes.
But woe unto those that do.
That's it. Because he has done so much for us.
Yes, he has, Pastor.
He wake us up every morning.
Amen.
He always have the use of our limbs.
Mm-mm-mm.
Hallelujah. Some people don't have that. But the ones that do have it, you know, we ought to give him praise and glory for it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He allowed breath to come into our nostrils every morning. Hallelujah. And wake us up to a brand new day.
Amen.
That's enough to give him praise. That's enough to give
Amen.
Him glory.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That's enough to get even more intimate with him.
All right, now. That's good.
intimate relationship with him, mm-hmm. because he don't have to do it, but he does,
so
because
glad.
He loves you that much.
Mm-mm-mm.
Hallelujah. Jesus laid down his life so that we can have everlasting life and more life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because it says in John 6:2, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And to get this everlasting life, you must believe. Amen. You've got to believe in him to receive this gift.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. All you have to believe to receive the abundant life. Amen. Hallelujah. He did it for you and I. Hallelujah. Listen, without the Father giving his Son, we were not able to walk around here freely. We wouldn't be healed of all of diseases and sicknesses.
Amen.
Oh, come on, somebody.
Amen.
We would be delivered from all addictions that we're dealing with if it wasn't for the Father. Hallelujah. And since he did it for us, you can say, I'm healed today. So
thank
if you're dealing with any diseases, if you're dealing with HIV, if you're dealing with diabetes, you're dealing with high blood pressure, you're dealing with cancer, you heal today. But he said, by his stripes, we are healed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He was with. Hallelujah.
Ooh.
For every disease.
Oh, my God.
Every sickness that you're dealing with.
Hallelujah.
It was nailed
hallelujah.
At the cross. So you don't have to carry it on today.
Hallelujah.
You don't have to carry the sickness. You don't have to carry the disease. Just know that you're healed.
Hallelujah.
Begin to put it in your spirit.
Hey, Justin.
Hallelujah. Begin to put it in your spirit and believe God for your healing. Don't let the enemy let you know. Don't let the enemy tell you that you're not healed. You are healed. You are delivered. You can come out of your addiction.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If you're dealing with drug or alcohol, you can come out of your addiction today.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Mm.
That's
oh,
good
God.
Right there.
Hallelujah.
That's good.
If you're dealing with prostitution tonight, if you
thank
keep
you,
on
got
to sell your body
hallelujah.
For money, for exchange, you could come out of this today in the name of Jesus. Today I'm declaring, I'm decreeing today, hallelujah, that you could come out of whatever that you're dealing with today.
Amen.
Because you're free from it today. Hallelujah. He paid the price. Hallelujah. So you're free. Some of you are dealing with some things, because I hear it in my spirit right now. Some of you are dealing with some things that you think that you cannot come out of.
Ooh.
You can tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You don't have to hold on to it no more. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because he did it for you and I. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Any questions?
You know, and as you're saying that, this it's so resonating in my own spirit. And this is so good. This is such a, Jesus is in all seasons, in and out of seasons. But in this season of his crucifixion and his resurrection, my God, just thinking on those things and the diseases that he went to that cross for, he took those stripes and the blood that he shed, my God. All we have to do is just look to the, he's no longer on the cross, but look to what the cross represents, that Jesus, like Pastor said, did it. He did it for you. He did it for us. To know that all we have to do is call on him. Like she said, cancer and diabetes and whatever else, whatever issue, whatever dis-ease in the disease. Hey, Marusia. Look, Jesus did it so we could be free and so we could have life in that more abundantly. So, hey, yeah. So whatever we're going through,
amen.
Whether it be people talking about us, people like she said, misusing, mishandling, as they did Christ. My God, he was on that cross and he took all that just for us, so we could be free. And he that the Son has set free
is free indeed.
You say so. And the word says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so."
That's it.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm thinking about my, hey, yeah, because it's an individual thing. And I'm thinking about my own trials and tribulations and issues in my own life. Hey, yeah. And I thank God that Jesus came this way. And this is selfish right here, just to save me. Just to save you. Just to save us.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
And so I say tonight.
Yes, Pastor.
And I.
Yes.
He loves us that much.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
It becomes personal.
Yes.
He did it for me.
Yes, Lord, thank you.
It becomes very personal.
I take that with me, and I begin to love on God even the more. Even the more.
Hallelujah.
A wretch undone like me, someone that was going to hell. But God saved me from going to hell.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hello?
That's enough to say thank you, Jesus. I was going another way, but God took me so I could go his way.
Amen.
In my ignorance of sin, doing things that wasn't of God, God took me from that and brought me to him, which is on the right road with him, to walk with him. That's why I give him praise. You know, sometimes at my church, they probably think I'm crazy because every time I get into the house of God, I'm lifting up my hands, I'm dancing, I'm praising him for what he's done for me.
Yes.
It becomes personal.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And that's why I said, well, you have to get intimate with him, begin to get a relationship with him, and then you can really know who God is. Once you get down and get in his word, study his word, open up your ear gate that you can hear what he's saying unto you. My God, there'll be such a worship. Such a worship in him that you would give to him. But you got to get intimate with him. You got to get a relationship with him to know
Amen. I remember what you said in our conversation a while back, Pastor, that for those online, if you can't even read the word, you can always get an audio of the word and listen to the word and let the word infiltrate your spirit. Because the word is alive, and the word is Jesus. Jesus is the word, and the word just came to you so you could live. So even like Pastor said, like even there are times when you can't read the word, but you can listen to the word. And I share that. Elder John said that as well. You can just listen to the word if you can't read it. You can listen to the word in our conversation. You can listen to the word. Let that word infiltrate. So those that are sick, that can't even read or feel like they're just overwhelmed with the sickness, you can listen to the word and let the word come alive. What'd you say, Pat, Brenda?
I said, and it will bring life.
Amen. Amen.
It's good to read it aloud.
Yes.
If reading, and if you're not, to turn it on and listen to it, and it
Amen.
Will bring life into you.
Amen.
And you don't want forgiveness blocking anything of God. You don't want unforgiveness in your heart and your spirit to
Amen.
Block that relationship that you're can have with Him.
Mm-hmm.
So it is for your own benefit to forgive the offense, because you want to have this close relationship with Him, and you don't want nothing blocking it.
Mm-hmm.
And unforgiveness will block it. So you don't want to have it. And you ask Him, Lord, help me forgive. Help
mm-hmm.
me. I want to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
And you, and He'll answer you. He'll show you how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And when you allow, we was talking about how you allow, if you can't read, you listen to it. When you allow those words to get into your spirit, it begins to break those things that's
Amen.
Not like God in you. That
that's
word
good.
Will break it up. It will begin to dismantle those things that's not like God in you. When you begin to allow those words and the word of God to speak into that ear gate.
That's
Hallelujah.
Good. Mm-hmm.
That's why it's important that you have to always guard your ear gate.
That's
you
good.
Don't want anything in your ear. Amen. You don't want anything
Amen.
And anything, everything in your ear.
Amen.
But the word of God.
But the word of God.
So it can clean you up and cleanse you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So I'm done. If there's any more, any questions, anybody like to say what I said tonight or add some ways? Amen.
No, that's good.
Amen.
It's a good word.
Play.
Yes.
Amen.
What is?
I give it back to you tonight. Amen.
Amen. I thought, you know, that the dialogue was there, and with the topic, for those of you who listen in, He did it just for you as we're coming on this Easter. Just keep in mind that the price was paid for you, and the topic was favored of God, the favor of God. So I felt that it was definitely timely and definitely a blessing to me. We have to be reminded over and over again that it's not by our will that we're here. And I heard you say, Pastor, you everything that you do, you give praise to God, and that's what God needs us. Not just on Sunday, but giving
Amen.
Praise and honor to God on a regular basis. And I think that once we get to that point where it doesn't make a difference whether it's bad, whether it's good.
That's right.
That we only lose everything that comes out of our mouth. We should be honoring God. We should be honoring God. I thought the topic and everything was so, so timely. And I would say to you, Pastor, that you need to keep in mind, because of who you are and whom you belong to, there's going to always be an attack on you. There's always going to be, this is a spiritual warfare that we go through, and the enemy does not want any of God's spokespeople to succeed. So matter where the enemy has to pull his tricks from, he will do just that.
Mm-hmm.
So when we hear someone talking about another man or woman of God, that doesn't say much about the person who's talking about them and their relationship to Christ. Because if they were Christ, they would not they would not be there. They wouldn't be in the mire and the muck and talking like that. Because we are all members of the Christ. That's like saying, well, I'm the arm, but I don't like the leg. Or I don't like the chest.
Wow.
Because we don't have the same function. We don't have the same. We don't function the same. So therefore, I don't like you. So I might as well talk about you. But yet, we're all
right.
In the body. When one part of the body hurts, all the body hurts.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we are. You know, and as you were saying, that's what was going through my spirit. And I want to share that with you, speak that on you, that this is a spiritual warfare. And when you have others coming, attacking you, just keep in mind, it's not them. It's not
That's
them.
Right.
It's not the spirit of them. That's not of the
That's
spirit.
Right.
Amen?
Amen.
So for those of you that tuned in, again, for that tuned in, listening by internet, again, we do thank you for tuning in and being a part of this blog talk radio. It takes, and I want to say this, it takes a love for Christ to want to come on a regular basis to share the word of God, because there's so many things that pull us in so many different directions. But if our passion is focused on God and on Christ and helping others to believe, which is what we're supposed to be doing, then that shows who we really are.
Yes, amen.
There's a whole lot of things that everybody on this line could be doing at this time. But everyone chose to take a moment out for the body of Christ. It's all about the kingdom. And when you see all the members and everybody that take out time and all the other things that could be going on, it becomes a blessing, not just in my spirit, but just to the body of Christ. You know, there are those that are listening that we can't see. And we're all constantly praying that what we say will be a blessing to them, to help them on their journey.
Amen.
Because when I believe that when we sell out for Christ, it's not going to be a cakewalk. And that's why we have
right.
to stay close to Christ and constantly giving God all the glory and the honor, because there are things that are coming in us that we don't even see, but God does.
Yeah. Amen.
So, Pastor, I say that to you, that when those fiery darts are coming at you, they have been shielded by the armor, your armor. So I thank God that none of them hurt you or harm you and made you, as you use the word, bitter. You know, bitterness, because once the bitterness sets in, it becomes like cancer, and then we become a different person.
Yeah.
We become a different person. All we do is think about becoming envious of what was said, what was done, and then after a while, the enemy gets even deeper, and then we want revenge.
Yeah.
So I thank God that you have so long for Christ, and you recognize the enemy. You recognize the enemy. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to close out. We're going to close out at this point. Pastor, going to Mr. Rose Cook from out of Atlanta, Georgia. He did it for you. Was her title and hashtag favor the favor of God. So we do thank you over and over again for coming on and allowing God to work through you. Amen. For the people of God. If you would just close us out in prayer, and we're going to close up.
Yes. Well, we thank God for tonight, for the word that went forth on today. You know, he did it for you and I. I want everyone that was on the line or listened through the internet to know, keep that in your heart, that he did it for you. You can walk your head up high. You don't have to have a low head down. You don't have to be depressed anymore, because he did it for you. There is a way out for you. You don't have to be no longer in bondage. You're free today. Hallelujah. Because I say that because a lot of us are still bound. There's people still bound. Hallelujah. And they need to be free and to know that you are free. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And don't let the enemy tell you that you are not free today. I come to declare and decree today that you are free today. And so, God, we thank you for
Lord, this word that went forth on today, God. We ask, God, that this word to be a life-changing word to someone, that it begins to touch the heart of your people today, God, in the name of Jesus. Let it to resonate and let it to be in their spirit even the more, God, not just because of Resurrection Sunday, but every day, hallelujah, that it begins to stay with them and let them know, Lord, that you have their back. No matter what people say or do to them, you got their back. And, God, we thank you today, God. I pray for souls that are sick today, God, healing in their bodies today, God. Heal diseases today, HIV today, God. Hallelujah, diabetes today, God. High blood pressure today, God. I lift my friend Nate up tonight, God, that you touch him right now in the name of Jesus, God, that you heal his body today, God, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet today, God, in the name of Jesus. I put Nate in the atmosphere today, God, that you begin to hear, hallelujah, his cry today, God, and heal his body more today, God, in the name of Jesus. And anyone that's on the line today that are dealing with anything today, God, I declare and I decree it today, God, that healing takes place and deliverance takes place in their lives on today, God, in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise, God. We give you glory, God, for what you've done for us, God. I praise you, Lord, God. Hallelujah. I acknowledge you even the more, God, for what you've done for me. And I give you praise in Jesus' name. Yes. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Remember, we love you, but God loves you most. And we do just love you. I can't.